Outdoorsmen and wolf lovers, you may not love this story. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Wolves are an interesting thing. One of my earliest assignments as an endangered species biologist, young whip behind the ears, was to be the wolf recovery project leader when we reintroduced wolves. It was interesting. The kind of folks that get involved with working on wolves work on wolves because they love wolves.
That was retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist Ted Cook. Now, I wonder how the Rispoli family from New Jersey feels about wolves. They were sleeping in their tent in Canada's Banff National Park when the wolves suddenly attacked father and husband, Matthew Rispoli. Nearby camper, Russ Fee, came to the rescue. Rather important, given that the wolf was trying to drag Rispoli away.
When I arrived, the tent had been collapsed, and there was just the back half of a wolf sticking out the front. The wolf popped out, a little curious, I think, and I wasn't too sure if it was going to come at me or not. I was able to pick up a rock, and we were able to sort of lob rocks at it for a while.
Thanks to Russ's quick thinking and his bravery, the wolf decided to take off. Once gone, Rispoli was treated and then released by a doctor. His wife, Elisa Rispoli, wrote on Facebook, "It was like something out of a horror movie." I'll get back to good friend and wildlife biologist Ted Cook and ask him if he has any second thoughts about his noble efforts to reintroduce wolves. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.